base, on my base. Okay, Rabbi Say, up to the Toshma. Domer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yoy Tzadok. Minayin la'aveda sheshot fonohor. Shehi muteres. Tichsiv v'chein ta'asa l'chamoyroi. Chein ta'asa l'simlosoi. Chein ta'asa l'chol aveda l'chicha asher toibad mimenu matzasa. So shall you do to your chamoyr. And to his chamor, to his simla, to anything that he has lost, that's lost from him. It sounds like, what do you mean? Anything lost, that's lost from him. What is he saying? So it says that the Gemara makes a drasha. Only something that's lost from him, by other people, it's found. That's why a chevet sheshat fanar is going to be mutter from the gzeres hakosav. The isura dumya dehetera, and the isur is going to be similar to the heter. Mahetera bein ispasim and bein lespasim in shara. Afisura bein ispasim and bein lespasim in shara asura. So we're coming to compare. These two things, the Isser and the Heter, and by the Heter, it doesn't make a difference, it's Yesh B'Simen and B'Simen, so by the Isser also, it's not going to make a difference. And even by Dover Sheyesh B'Simen, it's going to be Aser. Tiyufta de Rava, Tiyufta. Knockout. Rava is out. Tiyufta de Rava, Tiyufta, V'Hilchus HaKavosi de Abayi B'Yalkigam. Paskin like Abayi B'Yalkigam. Enochanami. We paskin like Abayi.
How could a Maymar argue on this? We pointed out in the test, he doesn't bring a Maymar because maybe he argues.
Has he on the Brisa?
Has he arguing on this Tiyufta?
So Tosfos says that there's answers to the Tiyufta. The Gemara just doesn't accept it. Could be that there's answers to the Tiyufta. Al Kupanim, we pass like a bay over here, Yalkagam. This is the, it seems like the only four places that we paskin like Abaye is these four exceptions to the normal rule. Normally we paskin like Rava, huh? Six places we paskin like Abaye. The other, everywhere else we paskin like Rava. These six places, Yalkagam, Yud stands for Yir Shalomidas, which is our place. Ayin is Eid Zoyim Lamafrehu Nifsol. Lamed is Lechi. Kuf is what? Kedush Shalom Solabia. Gimel is Giladait Begita. Mem is Mumer Le Haches. Those are the six places we pass like Abaye over Rava. Everywhere else we pass like Rava. The Ben Yoyada on Mesechas Tainis brings a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that every Friday, Abaye used to get a grus from Beis Din Shalmala. Every Friday, Abaye would get a baskol, would come down and say Shalom Aleichem. Why every Friday? So says the Ben Yoyada, because Friday is Yom Shishi. So Abaye shouldn't think, oh, they only paskin like him six times. It's like not a big deal. Like, you know, he's like every other time they don't paskin like him. So on Yom Shishi, he'd get a regards, like, we respect the six times that we paskin like you. That's what the Ben Yoyada says. The reason we paskin like Rav over Abaye, so I saw brought down in the Sefer State Soifim, he says, the same reason we paskin like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, because in this world, the whole din has to be laced with a midah of rachamim. It needs to be rachamim. Beis Hillel was much more a nitzutz of chesed, and Beis Shammai is a nitzutz of din. So to Abaye was a nitzutz of din. It was more chomer, more machmir. And there's only unique situations when there's hamtokas hadinim, is the way he says it, when we can actually, you know, really deal with din. So those are the places that we pass like Abaye. Kopar, that's what says in Gemara. Come out according to Gemara. Why is it that Aveda Sheshat Fanar is Mutter? The reason is because of Gzeiras HaKosev, correct? What's the Gzeiras HaKosev? It says in the Pasuk, Minayin Sheaveda Sheshat Fanar, it says in the Pasuk, because you only have to return something that's Asher Toivad Mimena. It's only lost from him, but once Sheavuna Mimena Mikol Adam, you don't have to return. That's what it says. If you look in the Rambam Hilchas Gzeila Va'aveda, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, the Rambam is a Pele. What does the Rambam say? We have it, he gave it out in front of us. Lefichach Hamatzil Min Hanor, Umizuto Shel Yam, Umishliluso Shel Nahar, Umin Ha'akum, Min Ha'dleikum, Min Ha'arim, Min Ha'doi, Min Ha'nomi, Min Ha'bardalus, Im Yoidea Bevadai Shenis Yayishu Abaylim, Reyesheloi, V'im Lo Yoda, Yachzir. If you know the Bailim is Miyayish, so then you return it. You don't know, you don't return it. It sounds like from the Rambam, it has nothing to do, the heter of over there, it says in the, amongst the list of things the Rambam wrote, was an Aveda Sheshatfa Nahar, Shlilusa Shel Nahar, Zuta Shel Yam, Matzim and Anor, all these things, and it's only if he's Miyayish. The Rambam seems to say it's Tali and Yish. That's not Exeris HaKosef. Frek the Ravid. The Ravid says, Ein Zeh Ela Dvar Tema. I don't remember the exact lashon of the Ravid, but I'll tell you. Says the Ravid. Elu divrei teima heim. The Rambam is a Pella. Why is the Rambam a Pella? Because the Gemara seems to say that it's not totally in whether or not it's... whether or not he's miyayish or he's not miyayish. It's totally exeris akosif. So in a Hanami, if you look in the Rambam, Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Yud, there the Rambam seems to sing a different tune. The Rambam says, "Amitzi aveda bezuto shel yam ubishlilusa shel nor sheino poisek afa pishiyesh poisimin hare elu shel moitza." It's his. You could keep it. Shenemar asher toived mimenu matzasa mishavunu menu mitzuyetz kol adam yatzazu shavunu mimenu umikol adam. So the Rambam over here seems to be throwing in the Gzeiras HaKosef. But even this is not so gishmak, because the Rambam fears ois, shezeh vadai nisyayish mimeno. The Rambam says because of Yish. So the Rambam says, because he's vadai miyayish. So it's the Gzeiras HaKosev that's just matir because of the Gzeiras HaKosev, or what's going on over here? So we have two things we have to understand. We have to answer the steer in Rambam. One Rambam says you can only keep it if you know he was miyayish. The other Rambam says you can keep it automatically, because he's vadai miyayish. There's a theory. The other question is, what's the Rambam saying over here? Is it the Gzeiras HaKosev or vadai miyayish? What's happening? So the Chayra, the Lechem Mishnah, and also the Magid Mishnah want to say there's a difference in the Rambam is as follows. The Rambam Perek Vav Mishnah Beis is talking about when the object that's there is save a bowl. It's not a case of something that's avuda mimenu umikol adam. It's savable. It's definitely in a precarious place. It's definitely dangerous, but it is savable. Mashenkin the Rambam and Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Yud is talking about where it is not savable. It's a zuto shel yam that is not savable, and he's medayik in the lashon of the Rambam, because in Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Yud the Rambam says hamoytzi aveda bezuto shel yam shul shenahar she'enoi poisek. What does she'enoi poisek mean? It doesn't stop, which means that if it's here, it is going to go on forever. You cannot, it's not, not retractable. It's not something that you can retrieve, not retrievable. It's Eino Poisek. There the Rambam says, the Xeris HaKosev says that it's Avudim Enim Kol Adam. But in Perek Vav, Alocha Beis, the Rambam doesn't say it's Zutashel Nohar. Zutashel Yam, that's Eino Poisek. It's a regular Nohar, it's a regular Yam. It is savable. It's hard to save, but it's savable. Therefore the Rambam puts it together with an Ari, saving it from a lion. Can a person get it out of the lion's mouth? You could. I'm not saying that I would try it or that everyone can do it, but it's definitely doable. So that's the chiluk between the two Rambam. And I think that it's also Meduik in the Rambam, because the Rambam Perek Vav says, Lefichach, Hamatzil min hanar. What does it mean, Hamatzil min hanar? Someone who saves it from the nar. The Rambam clearly says that you can save it from the nar. It's savable. He's the Matzil min hanar. He saved it. And Al-Khir Al, the Rambam doesn't say Hamatzil min hanar. He says, Hamoitzi aveda bezuto shel yam. You found it. You cannot save it. Because if you could save it, then it's not a vudu mimenu mikol adam. But what happened? You know, it got lost in somewhere in the waterfalls in Niagara. So that's a nar she'eno poisek. It keeps going. Niagara spills all the way down to Louisiana. If you're standing there on the top of Niagara Falls, I don't know what I'm talking about at all. But it sounds good. If you're standing at the top of the falls of Niagara, you can give up trying to save it. You cannot follow this. This nar is ain't a poisek. It's not catchable. Forget it. Can someone in Louisiana trip upon an aveda and say, oh, look at this. Where'd this come from? Probably somewhere in Niagara Falls. Okay, I'll take it. Yeah. You could find an aveda in Shlulus Shel Nar, but you can't be matzil an aveda in Shlulus Shel Nar if it's ain't a poisek. The Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Beis says matzil min hanar is talking about it's not avud menem kol adam. If you can be matzil it, it's obviously not avud menem kol adam. Mashenkin in Perek Yudaf Halacha Yud, the Rambam says hamoitzi aveda bezuta shel yam. You punct found it. It's findable. You tripped upon it. Derech neis, it happened to happen or whatever it is. But it's not a matzil. A person cannot be matzil. That's the difference. In the two different Rambams. But the Rambam still says that this Gzeres HaKosev has to do with Yish. What's going on? Is it Yish or Gzeres HaKosev? The Pshat in the Rambam is as follows. We saw before on Daf, Chaf Beis, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, that some Rishonim learn that the Yisoid of Zuta Shoyam is that over here there's a Gzeres HaKosev that says that Yish Shalomidas Havi Yish. Because what do we say? The machloikas Abayin Rav is only Dovashe Stomo Yish. Where he's Stomo Miyayish, he's probably going to be Miyayish, there's a machloikas. But Dovashe Vadai Miyayish, over there, everyone agrees Yish Shalomidas Havi Yish. So the mechanism that's working is Yish. I wasn't Miyayish. Over here, we're going to, the Xeris Akosov tells us, since he's Vadai going to be Miyayish, therefore you can use the Yish even though he wasn't Miyayish yet. That's the Chor the Rambam is going to learn, which we said is the Pshat in the Ritva also. Also Pshat in the Ritva. The Ritva says that also over there on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. We'll see that other Rishonim argue on this. They're not like the Lashon of the Gemara is not Mashma. The Gemara says Rachmana Shariyeh Kidabina Lameim Lekaman. It sounds like it's just a heter that Zuta Shalom is just a regular heter of that the Torah says once it's Vudim Menem Kol Adam you could keep it. That's what it sounds like. We'll have to see. So let's see how Rashi learns over here. What does Rashi say?
Isn't the Gemara selfish to go Sira?
Why?
Because first Abai says the reason why Yishlam Das works is because Halo Yoda Nafam. It sounds like a Svara. Then it sounds like now it's like a
Xeris HaKosev. Why it doesn't work?
Why? Right, it doesn't work.
So Rav Moshe Shmuel has a whole shtickle Torah that there's a whole Baitzach in the Gemara because of this. Mm. So you gotta figure out how to deal with that.
Okay.
It could be, I don't know, I didn't think of that. But Rav Moshe Shmuel does what you just did. Okay, and he therefore answers the questions from Truma, says it's not a Kasha from Truma, and from all these things. Ain't Shach. Okay, well, let's leave it for him. Let's see Rashi. What is the Gemara? I mean, on the surface, I don't understand what the Gemara is saying, Bechlal. We say it's saying that anything that's avuda mimenu mikol adam is mutter. And isura dumya dehetera. How does that work? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, mimena is kroya seira. It's an extra pasuk. It's only lost from him. But of course he lost it. If you find it, he lost it. So what he's saying, avuda mimeno, means it's only lost from him. Isura dumya dehetera. But we have to see the Rashi inside carefully. Rashi says, kiva ne michad kroya alfinon. From the very same pasuk, you're teaching me that it's something that is mitzuya etzacholam, you have to return. Because it's the pasuk that's telling you you have to return it. Return it. Chetas l'simlasa, return it. Chetas l'avedes achicha, ashetoyved mimena, you return. Medaik, ashetoyved mimena, you return. But it's v'vud imenu, mikolalim, you don't return. So they're both really here in this very same pasuk. Because in the same pasuk, iskushe iskish lahadodi. There's a hekish. Zele isura vezele hetera, we have a hekish. Hekish between isur and heter, that what? We say, ma hetera, she'ein mitzuya. Just like when it's etero, when it's not mitzuyah, it's a chol adam. We don't care if it has a simen, doesn't have a simen. It's always mutter. Yesh b'simen, ain b'simen. Always mutter. Af isur de mitzuyah, it's a chol adam. L'chilak ben ain simen. There's no chilak between. It's ain simen, which means l'chiyada miyayish. L'yesh simen. L'chiyada loy miyayish. There's no difference. V'kihechi de yesh simen asira. Ki ain simen nami asira. Rashi just puts in Heichad Iker LeMeimer Deliyada Denafal Koydim Shavas LiAdzeh. Only where you think he doesn't know about it until you got it. If he knows about it, if he knows before you got it, then you could keep it. But okay, but that's because he knows, and therefore you could keep it. But the basic idea of the Gemara is as follows. Let's get the basic idea. We'll get back to that line of Rashi. Okay, you ready? The Gemara is saying this. According to Rashi, the Gemara is saying like this: we made a hekish. This is one of the midos shatorin adreshes behem, which is a hekish, because they're both being brought out in the same pasuk. Then the dinam are going to be same. Just like a dover that's zuta shel yam, it's getting lost in the sea. Does it make a difference if it has a simen, doesn't have a simen? In both cases, that the din is going to be mutter. So too, when it's not lost at sea, when we're saying it's a isura, which is not a vuda mimena mekol adam, a regular aveda, it makes no difference if it's yesh b'simen or ein b'simen. You have to give it back. Just like over there, you don't have to give it back. I don't care if it's yesh b'simen or ein b'simen. Over here, where you have to give it back, I don't care yesh b'simen or ein b'simen. That's what Rashi's saying. Is that clear? Yeah. A voice says, "Is that clear, Shu? You got it." Okay, the shaila is, what is Rashi being moisif over here in the end? Where Rashi says, well, this that we're saying, that you have to give it back, is only where it's ikal meimel yodah denafal mineh. You could say that he doesn't know he dropped it. Because if he knows he dropped it, so then, by ein by simen, you don't have to give it back. That's Rashi's bavarning this in the end of the Rashi. And I'm bothered. What's Rashi Bavarni? I don't understand. I want to say the question the following way. Rabboisai, according to Abaye, Abaye holds Yishalom Midas Loi Have Yish. Is there any difference halachically between a davar sheyesh by simen or a davar sheein by simen? Is there any difference, or are they always identical? According to Abaye, I'm posing this question to everyone in this room. According to Abaye, is there any difference between davar sheyesh bo simen and davar sheein bo simen? Zuta shel yam, are they identical? Why are they identical? By both davar sheyesh bo simen, davar sheein bo simen, the halacha is they can keep it. Not zuta shel yam. According to Abaye, are they identical?
No.
They're not identical? Why are they not identical? I would say they're identical. According to Abaye, yish lo midas lo have yish. So I would say, if he's not miyayish, whether it's yesh b'simen or ein b'simen, the din is, you can't keep it. If he is miyayish, yesh b'simen or ein b'simen, the din is, you can keep it. It doesn't make a difference. It's just a question. They're all the same. That's what I would have said. Am I right? Rabbi Yisai. According to Abaye, that holds yesh olamidas loy havi yesh. So yesh is something that we have to have. If he's miyayish, before you pick it up, you can keep it. He's not miyayish, you can't keep it. Is there any difference between davish yesh by simen, davish ein by simen? I would say no. Again, hold on. Let me just read the size. I would say no difference. I would say the following thing: if it's avudah menem kol adam, everything you could keep. If it's not avudah menem kol adam, so you can't keep it. If he was miyayish before, you can. If he wasn't miyayish before, you can't. They're identical. There's no difference between davar sheyesh and the hekesh is beautiful. The hekesh is wherever it's mutter, it's mutter. Wherever it's aser, it's aser. No chiluk between davar sheyesh b'simen, davar sheein b'simen. There is no difference. Do you have that, Rabbi Yisai? Aaron's having problems. What's the problem? That's just a question of, that's not a question of a difference in din. It's the same din, it's just a question of can we assume. But it's the same din. Correct?
Right, one is here and one is basically the other.
No, they're the same.
They're both.
Well,
why? The Rosh Hashanah is better about
the other. Why is it better about the other?
Because there was no...
He doesn't know that he dropped
says,
it.
Mara says, there's a simin bet isur mashma that there's...
No, only if he knows that he dropped... No, that's only in according to Rava or whatever, but it depends if he knows or he doesn't know. If he's miyayish, it's not miyayish. But they're all the same thing. If he was miyayish, then it's better us the other. If he wasn't miyayish, it's not better us the other.
Tara says you have to pick up an aveda, though. So it's not a
because the reason... Anytime he wasn't miyayish, the din is going to be you have to return it. Anytime he was miyayish, the din was that you don't have to return it. It's that simple. And it's across the board. Maybe it's more likely he's going to be miyayish by Dover Shein by Simon. And by Dover Shein by Simon, he won't be miyayish. But the dinim are the same. It's just a question of when are we going to assume. But the dinim are the same. You can always, whenever he's miyayish, you can keep it. Whenever he's miyayish, he's not miyayish, you can't keep it. There's no difference between them. According to Abai, it's all the same. It's just a question of can we assume he was miyayish or not, but the din is the same. When he is miyayish, you can keep it. When he's not miyayish, you cannot keep it. It's identical. Correct? David agrees with me. That's the pashtus, Rabbi. So there is no difference between them.
There's a simon, then even after yish, you still have to return it.
No. If he was miyayish before you picked it up, he doesn't.
After.
Yishlam Das also. Yeah. Rabbi holds, if it's ain boy simon, he picked it up and he doesn't know, he's miyayish afterwards, you have to return it. So it's all a question of, was he miyayish before I picked it up? According to, so by Dover Sheish B'Simin, we don't have reason to assume he was miyayish. By Dover Sheish B'Simin also, unless we know he picked it up. But if you know he picked it up, and he was miyayish, then you can keep it. That's the same by everything. The question is just, can we assume that he was miyayish or not? You say, if you have me?
Yeah.
There is no difference. They're all the same. It's just a question of, when do we know? If we know he's miyayish, you can keep it. Don't. So what is Rashi doing here? Where Rashi in the bottom is saying that, listen, Dover Sheein by Simin, it's only, the din is only, Rashi says, Dover Sheein by Simin, it's Aser, only Hecha de'ikalameim, de'lo yada de'nafam, kledem shabaz liadzeh. It's only Aser, if we can assume that he doesn't know about it. Why is Rashi saying that? Rashi is focusing only on Dover Sheein by Simin. Tosfos says something similar, Rabbi. I just want to pull out one line of Tosfos, but show you the difference. Tosfos, look at the bottom of the top Tosfos, the last words of Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Ein lahatir ella d'miyayish kodem das liyada d'sharachmana." He can only be matir if he was miyayish before it came to his hands. That I understand, because that's Dover Sheish b'Simin and Dover Sheein b'Simin. It's all the same. It's all the same. Tosfos is just saying that the yiddish only works if he was miyayish kodem. But Rashi is focusing only on the din of Dover Sheein Boy Simon. Rashi says, Dover Sheein Boy Simon, it's Isura Hecha de Ikalameim el Yoda de Nafal. But if it's Yoda de Nafal, so then it's different. What's Rashi doing over there? But that's, isn't that the same thing as Dover Sheyesh Boy Simon? If he's Miyayish, so he's Miyayish. Yoda de Nafal is just that he's Miyayish. What's the difference? It seems from Rashi, no! It's not true. We were wrong. There is a fundamental difference between Dover Sheyesh Boy Simon and Dover Sheein Boy Simon, even according to Abaye. And I want to tell you what the difference is. Why is it that Abaye holds that Yish Lomidas Lo Havi Yish? You remember what the Gemara said back over there on Daf Chafal on the base? Abaye says Lo Havi Yish. Why? Deha Lo Yoda De Nafal Minei. So he doesn't know that he dropped it. So what? What does Abaye mean to say? He doesn't know that he dropped it. What does that mean? So Pashit, it means he wasn't Miyayish. So, but why doesn't he say that? Why doesn't Abaye say he wasn't Miyayish? But that Yishalomidas Lo Miyayish, because he wasn't Miyayish. But he doesn't say that. He says Yishalomidas cannot work if he's Lo Yoda Dinafal. But if he's Yoda Dinafal Minei and he's not Miyayish, even Abaye is Moida that works. Because he's Yoda Dinafal Minei. And we brought a Rambam back in the day where the Rambam says that anytime he's Yoda Dinafal, there's Yish. Unless he doesn't think he dropped it, he thinks he left it in his house, he thinks it's in his other pair of pants, he thinks he gave it to someone. Because over there he's not Yoda Dinafal. He knows he doesn't have it, but he's not Yoda Dinafal. We said it's Menduik in the Rambam that anytime you're Yoda Dinafal, even if you're not Miyayish Bepoyo, the Yish is going to work, even according to Abaye. Yish lomidas. Yish lomidas. Yish lo yada dinafo mineh. If he's yada dinafo mineh, boom, the yish works. Tosfos doesn't seem to learn this way, Rabbi say. Tosfos learns Abai doesn't hold of Yishlo Midas. Never. Zuta Shayam is not Yishlo Midas. This is not Yishlo Midas. This is just, this is the reason why it works, is because he knows that he was Miyayish. Tosfos says, everyone is Miyayish before and then Avada. That's Tosfos saying. But Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns, even Abai understands the concept of Yishlo Midas. Zuta Shayam, we saw in the Rambam, is Yishlo Midas. It's just you need certain conditions. What's the condition? Says Abai, you need to be Yodah. Once you're not enough in a, there's a fundamental difference between a davar sheyesh by simon and a davar sheein by simon. What's that? If a person knows that it was nafel and he's not miyayish, a davar sheyesh by simon, you can't keep it. He wasn't miyayish. To wait till he's miyayish. Davar sheein by simon, Abai says you can keep it. Even if he's not miyayish b'poyel. But because he's there, it's a davar that has yish. So therefore, Rashi's bothered. Rabbi Yisai, if he's there, Rashi's bothered by something very, very troublesome. You're making a hekesh over here, and you're saying that they're identical. Just like Zuta Shoyam, it's always mutter. So over here, which is just by a teira, is always mutter. Isur is always usser. Isur is not always. They're not identical. There's a difference between davar sheyesh by simon and davar sheein by simon. You can't compare them. So, what's the hekesh? If you look carefully in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, asked this kasha on Rashi. You want to make a hekesh, you got to make a whole hekesh. There's not a whole hekesh. So why is it by davar? You're telling me davar sheein by simon, if he's yodat enough, I mean, it's mutter. I say this is a dakas dikazach, but I think that this is Pshat and Rashi. I think that Rashi is saying the following. Pshat to answer Rashi is as follows. Maybe Rashi means to say the following thing. The Gemara's hekesh is that it's always mutter, always heter. Is that what the Gemara means to say? Or the Gemara means to say the following thing. When you lose a chefetz, which chefetz are we talking about? We're only talking about a davar she'ein, zuta shel yam, is only davar she'ein by simen? It's also true by davar she'yesh by simen. So too, when it's usser, it includes davar sheyesh basimen, davar sheein basimen. Not all circumstances, but all cheftzas, all objects, yesh basimen, ein basimen, has to be included. It doesn't have to be every case of davar sheyesh basimen, doesn't have to be every case of davar sheein basimen, it just has to be including all of the objects. Which objects are included in the het of zutah shel yam? Sheyesh basimen, ein basimen, all objects are included. All objects have to be included in the isser of you have to return it. So according to Rav, it's not true, because anytime it's in by simon, you don't have to return it. According to Abaye, sometimes you have to return it. Not always, but some, that's enough. Because the cheftza is included in this, it's included davar sheyesh by simon, davar sheein by simon. That's the chori going to be pshat according to Rashi. Let's see Tosfos, Rabbi. So what does Tosfos say? It says Tosfos, Yisur Dumi De'atera. It says Tosfos, Masha Matir Avuda Mimenu, whom we call Adam, Tosfos says, what's going on over here? What's the heter of avudah minenu kol adam? Can't be talking about where the bialim is miyayish, because if he's miyayish, you don't need a special heter. Because even if it's not avudah minenu kol adam, even if it's metuyet kol adam, it's mutter because of the yush. So I'm trying to figure out what's the pasuk talking about. Ella lo itzrich, you only need the pasuk. Ella ki lo yada, he doesn't know. He doesn't know about it. Ve'af agav delechi yada. But so we're going to change the gear. So it's a big hack over here in the Achorinim. I don't know if we should be changing the gears, but we are. Avav delechi yada misyayesh. I feel the Rashash changes the gear. So Pnei Yeshua changes the gear. So others change the gear. So I feel him yesh by simin, kivin sheavuna mikol adam. What's Tosfos saying over here? What's going on? So if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, that's why we changed the gears, because Tosfos HaRosh seems to be saying like this. He says like, he says, I don't go with Rashi. Tosfos and Tosfos HaRosh are rejecting Rashi. Rashi made up a hekesh. I don't know about this hekesh you're making up. It doesn't exist. So, Lav me'akesh adarish to Tosfos HaRosh. Dein ze elami el adarish, like this. What is the pasuk talking about? Pasuk says there's a heter of avuda mimenu mekol adam. What's it talking about? The Bailam was miyayish. That's what it's talking about. They don't need a heter of avuda mimenu mekol adam. Why is it mutter? Because the Bailum was Miyayish. That's why it's mutter. So I don't need a heter. So Avuda Mimena Mikolam has to be, for some reason, the Bailum was not Miyayish. What's the case? Let's see the Tosafot Rashi, the way he says it. Ella darish me the itzrich koral the mishri avudim and mekolam. You mean a pasuk? Do the my itzrich? What do you need a pasuk for? The vaday miayish. He's sure talking about a case, but he's miayish. The nasik tzalacha beisu shenafel kenem ina kamon gabi ha nafel zuzim inay gabi lebechal chalsa avagav the icy. Yeah. Okay. Fine. In other words, this person is going to be miayish. V'yish tekani v'moitzi aveda nafkalon misimla. Yish that it's kind of that with, it's learned out from somewhere else, from a part of a similar kinetnam, a similar chedesh yish bem toivim. Finally, come a fresh come on. So this is not the makor for yish. The makor for yish is something else, says Tosfos. So what's the heter of unu menu kol adam? Not because of yish. It's not yish. It's a new heter. Yish is from somewhere else, from similar. So what's this heter? It's something else. V'al korchach lo itzrich hachal mishri avunim menu kol adam ela hechad lo yada d'av yish lo midas. It's only mutter over here because it's ein mitzuyet zol kol adam, but everywhere else it wouldn't be mutter. That's what we're saying. It's me diyuka, not me hekesh. I want to explain to you what Tosfos is saying. I think it's false. Tosfos a rush. It's the final thing. Look, what is the heter of unamen kol adam? It can't be that he's miayish, because if he's miayish, so then that's regular yish. Where's regular yish learned from? Says Tosfos, somewhere else, similar. Somewhere else. So it has to be talking about, for some reason, he's not Miyayish. Why is he not Miyayish? If he knows about it and he's not Miyayish, that can't be. Because Vadai Miyayish. Because it's not like a Tzavach al Beis Shenofel. It's like, person says, I'm not Miyayish. So then it's like he's, his house fell down. And he says, I'm not giving up on the house. Buddy, the house fell down. It's over. It's like his boat is sinking in the sea. He says, not Miyayish. It's like, I'm not giving up. What do you mean not giving up? It's gone. Everything is... it's gone. You gotta wake up and smell the coffee. Get real. So that can't be. That's called that. He's miayish, says Tosfos. Elamai must be talking. He doesn't know. The only reason he's not miayish is because he doesn't know about it. He would be miayish, but he doesn't know. And we're being matir it because of the gzeres hakosef. Memela says Tosfos, but without the gzeres hakosef, it wouldn't be mutter. So you see, yish lo midas lo have yish. That's pshat in the Gemara. Comes along the Merume Sada and explains that this is all Tosfos Lishitasei. Want this to be clear, Rabbi Sai. Tosfos Lishitasei holds that Avudim Menem Kolam is not Al Yish. Merume Sada, the Netziv, and it's also in the Sefer Beis Aaron. But we have a Merume Sada here, that's why I said Merume Sada, so if you want, you can look it up. Merume Sada is in Netziv. He says, this is all Tosfos Lishitasei that says that Avudim Menem Kolam has nothing to do with Yish. However, Rashi and Baba Kama, if you remember correctly, said that the makor for Yish is from Zuta Shel Yam. Right? The makor for Yish is from Zuta Shel Yam. So why is it mutter over here? Because of Yish. That's the heter. This is the makor for Yish. Rashi can't learn like Tosfos. Because this whole raya is, hey, we can't be talking about where he's miayish because then it's learned from somewhere else. Rashi does not learn from somewhere else. It's learned from here. This is the makar of Yish. So therefore Rashi has to do something totally different. As a matter of fact, according to Rashi, Zuta Shel Yam is so fast like Rava, this is Rava's makar. Rava says, listen, why does Zuta Shel Yam work? Because he's vada going to be Miyayish. That's Zuta Shel Yam, great, Yish Alamidas, Avi Yish, here it says it. So Tosfos says, no, but the heter is Xeris HaKosov, it's not because of Yish. And according to Rashi, this the heter is because of Yish. This is the makor for Rav. You ask Rav, where's your makor of Yish Lomidas? So say Zuta Shel Yam, that's the makor. Zuta Shel Yam is a case of Yish Lomidas. That's what the Rambam says. Vada Nisya Yish Yimenu. That's what Rashi says. The makor for Yish is Zuta Shel Yam. Zuta Shel Yam is Yish Lomidas. Great. So according to Rav, this is the makor.
Nobody argues in that case because it's Vada.
Up, 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 up. So how do we shlug up Rava? So what do you mean? This is the Makor. We say, yeah, but there's a Hekish. And the Hekish says that by Isura, it's going to be Aser even by Dover, She'ein by Simon. Why is it Aser according to you, Rava? If you're right, must be that this is only Vadai. and not stoma. The hekesh throws off rava, according to Rashi. Without the hekesh, just the fact we have a pasuk, that's not just good, it's great. The pasuk, rava is saying, this is my makar, this is where I know Yishlamidas from. In the case of Zut HaShem, it's a case of Yishlamidas. That's what the pasuk is telling you. The pasuk itself is not a problem. The hekesh that Rashi made, says Rashi, that's the problem. Because you're right, Zut HaShem is Yishlamidas, but in a regular Yishlamidas, it won't work. I see it from the Hekesh. So what's the difference? This is Vadai, this is Stoma. But Tosis doesn't hold of any of that. Why not? Because Tosis holds the heter of Yish, of Avud Menem Kol Adam has nothing to do with Yish. It's not as Yish, it's like the Lashon the Gemara, Rachman Ashari. It's just a regular heter that the Torah was Matir, and that's it. And Mela Tosis says, just from the din of Avud Menem Kol Adam is a kasha on Rava. Why? Why do you need to say that the heter is because of this is Rachman Ashari? If this is the case, a person is for sure going to be Miyayish. He doesn't know about it, so he's not Miyayish. Okay, but he's for sure going to, so we need a special heter for. Must be Yish. That's low Avi Yish. In a regular case, it's not Avud Menem Kol Adam, it's going to be Aser. Rava, you're wrong. The limon of the pasuk itself is a Raya connected Rava. That's according to Tosis. Rashi Shitaso argues. Machlokes is beautiful. The Shitasa. Okay. Just to bring out one Nakuda, which I think is important. The Rashba here is a kasha on Tosfos. Tosfos says, what is the Pasuk talking about? Can't be talking about that he's Miyayish already. Why did Tosfos say it can't be talking about that he's Miyayish already? Because then you don't need a Pasuk. To be Matir, it's already Mutter als Yish. So what about in the case when he screams he's not Miyayish? Says Tosis is nasa kitzoveach al beisa shenofa. It's like he's screaming about his house that fell. Says the Rashba, okay, who said that when you scream about the house that fell that you get, that a person is allowed to keep it? Who said? I mean, the Gemara says it, but maybe the Pasuk is telling us that chiddush. That even when a person is saying I'm not Miyayish, I'm not Miyayish, I'm not Miyayish, you can still keep it. How do you know you can still keep it? That's the Rajba's kasha. So what does Tosis say to answer this question? This is important because hopefully if we get there, we have to know what's going on. Tosis is saying the following thing. What's the reason why if a person says, I'm not Miyayish, you're allowed to keep it? How do you understand? I can understand one of two ways. Either, buddy, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're not normal. And therefore, somehow we kind of like force the Yish on him. Or, not buddy, you're crazy, buddy, you're lying. You might be lying to yourself, but you're lying. You are Miyayish. You just don't know it. What does it mean, Nasek Tzoveach al Beis HaShenofa? He's screaming on his house that fell, I'm not Miyayish. Is it that he's crazy? He's nuts. He's not Miyayish. He's Taka not Miyayish. But, okay, what could you do? He's another. So then the Gemara says, there's a special din of Butla Daitoy Eitzel Kol Adam, which is, you have an irrational das. We don't deal with irrational das. Who said you don't deal with irrational das? That's what the Gemara says. Or the Gemara says, not we don't deal with irrational das. You are lying. You might be lying to yourself, but you're lying. You think you're not Miyayish. You say you're not Miyayish. You're not in touch with reality. Yeah, a reality check will tell you that you are Miyayish. If you hold the second way, so Tosis says, I don't need to exert a kusuf to tell me that you could keep it. He was Miyayish. He's saying he's not Miyayish. Who cares what he's saying? We know he really was Miyayish. So therefore, I need a pasuk for that. The Rajba's kasha was because the Rajba was understanding, no. Somehow there's like this mechanism, but ladaita etzah chaladim, I don't know how that works, but ladaita etzah chaladim says that even though he's not Miyayish, but he's crazy. Crazy das we don't reckon with. We reckon with normal das. Normal das is Miyayish. It's as if you were Miyayish. What is that, a magic? What, how does that work? Says the Rajba, that should need a pasuk. We got to figure that. When we get to that sugya, we're going to get to that sugya, but let's move on. That's the chayra, the two ways of learning the sugya over here. The Gemara says, in the end, it ends up being a tiyufta derava. Let's just start for a little bit. The next sugya says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Acha berei derava leRav Ashi v'chimiyacha di toisiv rava. Once we shlugged up rava, hani tamer dezika heiche achlinan lahu. How can we eat these tamer dezika? Means that there's dates that are being blown off by the wind. How do you eat them? Amalei kivan de ikash kasim ramasim tekaach lahu meikara yusha miyayish minhu. Being that there's bugs that eat it, so we're miyayish. So Rashi has the question over here. Why is it only a kasha on Rabba to shel kasa on Abaye? It's chazusa mechia chalav. The Gemara says before, you saw it on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that chazusa mechia chalav, the chayra over there, even according to Rabba, it's going to be a problem. It doesn't blow it that far. What? Kasha should even be on Rava. Because even Rava holds, if there's a simen, you can't eat it, and this is something that has a simen. So why only is kasha achadi toisif Rava? It should be kasha. And Achanami, Rashi says a kasha on Rava too. Because chazusa mechia chalav, you're right. So what's the Gemara's answer? Shkatzim ramasim, I'm going to eat it. Frek the goyin, why don't we say shkatzim ramasim, I'm going to eat it over there also? By the zeisim and the charuvim. On chafal from the base. Says the goyin, okay, I'll tell you why. Because tamarim are very sweet. And zeisim are very bitter. What do shkatzim and ramasim prefer? Sweet.
I don't know.
They prefer sweet. So therefore, they'll probably attack the tamarim faster than they'll attack the zeisim and the charuvim. Therefore, there's a reason for him to be aish because of it. Frek the Gemara. Yasmi delabnei nechilin in humai. This is we're gonna have to get into. Yisoyim and abnei mechilas. How does Yishlam Das work on them if they're not bnei mechila? Amalei baga be'ara diyasmi lo machzakinon. A land that we have no reason to assume that belongs to a yosim. Muchzak voim in mai, karkata mai, amalei asir nechana mitzaser. Why don't we assume that it belongs to a yosim? Says Rashi in halchamam basarayif. I'm sorry, because I shouldn't say that. Because holchanach arayif, roif people are not yosimim. So the shaila is, the maratzchias ain halchem mam basarayv. You don't go basarayv when it comes to mam. This base of shembli nada and more. We will hopefully continue with on Sunday. I just want to leave you all with a quick thought on this week's parasha. I don't have much to say about the parasha. This is a rough parasha to speak about. I'll show you why. Parashas Vayakel. I mean, look at this. Rabbi Zai, Rashi doesn't say anything on the parasha. Nothing. If Rashi has nothing to say, what am I supposed to say? There's no Rashi. The reason is because this is all the same thing. We saw all of this already. Parashas Truma, Tetzaveh, this was all here. So Rashi doesn't feel need to write over the same thing he wrote already. So there's no Pirush Rashi. Kimat no Pirush Rashi on this parasha. But the Shaila then is asked, if Rashi didn't feel a reason to write it over again, why did the Torah feel a reason to write it over again? The whole entire thing written over again. It's the same thing. Just before it was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu to do it. Over here the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu did it. He did this. Exactly. They said this and this and this and this. Just right. And Klal Yisrael did it. Finished. You know? And then the parasha would be one pasuk. Two pasukim. Why the entire thing totally is recorded over and over. They did this, they did that. So I think I heard a pshat b'shem Rav Palm, if I'm not mistaken, said the following thing. We know that the Torah is very, very makbid. Every word is precious. You know, so many halachas I learned from Tikdukim over here. It could have solved this right away. But the Torah is coming to teach you a very important lesson. Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made up. They're going to do a lot of good things. They're going to build a Mishkan. They're going to make a Mizbeach. They're going to make a Menorah. They're going to make a Shulchan. All this stuff, the Kruvim and everything. We got all these big plans for, you know, a Mokum Ashoros Hashchina. Plans are good, but it's extremely critical that a person actually follows through with his plans, and a person actually does what he intends on doing. A lot of times people make plans. What happens? It's not, you know, it doesn't end up being, you know, not as glorious as they really didn't end up doing it so much. They kind of did it. They did a hodgepodge. They did like a... The pasuk goes over every single thing to say they did it. They did it exactly the way they said they're going to do it. In order to teach us the chashiva, says Rav Palm, of following through. A lot of people have good intentions. And when they start off, you know, on a road, and they start off on a path, they start off on a zman, they start off and say, I want to do this, I want to do that, I'm going to write, I'm going to chazer, I'm going to go, I'm going to come, all that stuff. But in the end, are they doing it? When it comes down to the facts, are they really doing it? That's what is the most important. We have to make sure we follow through. I'm confident that all of us, when we started this month, said, I'm going to see this through till the end. I'm going to plow through. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to make sure this month ends on a high. So here we are, Rabbi Yisai. We've got to do it. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.